Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in great outdoors, and Robin just broke my computer. Thanks, babe.
My pleasure.
No problem. You did. I mean, you just knocked me right out of there.
I usually am the one fixing your computer.
I know. I get it. Hey, there was a Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting this week, this Wednesday, and our good friend and one of our measuring guys, official Boone and Crockett Pope and Young measure for bucks, bears, and stags, Steve Keithley, is the newest member of the Wildlife Advisory Commission. And we were glad to see Steve there. Our advocates for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, Bill Miles, attended the meeting. And, you know, it was... It was very informative from all the reports that I've got, and then talked to Steve, and he's happy to be there. So it's all cool. It's all good. I don't know that there was a lot of discussion about, you know, policy and things like that at the Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting, the WAC meeting this week, but, you know, at least we're present. That's the main thing. So, and congratulations to Steve Keithley. Steve was a guest here not long ago, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He and Marcia Pradines from down at Blackwater. I got to reach out to her, too. I need to get that report for the next issue. So, and the Blackwater stuff.
Both really good people.
Yes, very good people. We ran into Marcia at the
Eagle.
Huh?
At the Eagle thing.
The Eagle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, since then, she was at the stakeholders meeting for the deer plan.
Sorry.
You know, so that was interesting. Talked about that last week. So, and we did meet with our new director for the coalition this week. We want to welcome aboard Sean Bartley. Sean is an attorney from Montgomery County. He said to me, "I am a rhino in Montgomery County. I'm an African-American man who's a Republican and likes to hunt." And I said, "You are unique." So if you go to Facebook, go to Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page, you'll see a picture of Sean there with a goose. He's more of a bow hunter than a waterfowler. But you know what? He likes both. He likes to hunt. And we're glad to have him as a member of the board. If you're not signed up for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, go online, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Sign up. It's free for now. You'll get a newsletter. Newsletter's coming out this weekend. You'll see everything that was done from our perspective in the General Assembly. You can go to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. It's at the top of the news page. There's the summary for the General Assembly that just ended here a couple weeks ago. So it's all good to go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. My name is Alan Ellis, and my wife is Robin, spelled in a beautiful way, R-O-B-Y-N-N. Yes, it is. And, you know, here we are.
The rest of that deer recipe?
Yes, let's hear the rest of the deer. So here's what happened. I thought a beautiful... I can't remember if that's whitetail sika.
That one that you gave me to cook was whitetail.
It was. It was a whitetail roast. You sure?
If it's not, you've just ruined my whole story because that's the only way I've ever eaten.
No, I think it was a whitetail. I think it was a small whitetail roast. Okay. So anyway, it's a whitetail deer roast.
We'd already eaten the tenderloin.
We ate the backstrap and the tenderloin. And
of a thicker deer.
Yes, that was wonderful. So yes, it was a small whitetail roast, I believe. So anyway, I'd thought it out, put it in a plastic bag with some, a little bit of, Italian dressing.
I didn't know you'd put that in there, honestly.
But that's okay. So let's review your recipe for those who are just joining us.
You mix together half teaspoon of each. Let's put it that way. Half teaspoon of onion powder, garlic powder, salt, pepper, paprika. Mix it all together. Rub it all over the roast.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the Instapot on saute. Brown it on all sides so it gets real nice and brown.
Okay.
Take some water and deglaze the bottom of the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Add.
Take the roast out?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, leave it in there. Okay.
Just leave it in there. Add. Then together you mix a cup and a half of beef broth, and I use beef base with water, and
right.
then another cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you add a packet of any of the seasoning you got left over that you didn't rub on the deer. Packet of brown gravy mix and a packet of pork gravy mix.
You're talking
just
dry.
Dry
packets.
Dry packets.
Yeah.
Mix it all together. Put it all in there.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it on for an hour and 10 minutes on high pressure cook. Let it naturally release itself for about 10 minutes and then release it the rest of the way and enjoy. It was wonderful.
It was really the most tender, succulent roast that I've ever eaten. The meat was done to perfection. It wasn't dry. It was just magnificent.
I'm going to be disappointed if it was a sicker roast because
no,
I was really excited. I got
sure,
a white tail and I could eat it.
I'm pretty sure it was a white tail roast. Pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah, because, it was a white tail because of the way it was wrapped. I remember that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd taken a white tail to one deer processor and a sicker to another, and this was definitely the white tail. So, but very enjoyable, no question. So, but yeah, it was good stuff.
And like I said, I even drank the broth like a soup. It was so good. I mean, I love broth anyway, but that was really good.
That's good stuff. Yep. Well, I enjoyed the roast as is, a couple chunks like that, and then I broke it down and put it in with some mushroom soup and enhanced the mushroom soup with that.
Ever since we got that pressure cooker, I've been pressure cooking.
You've been pressure cooking everything, yeah.
Best hard-boiled eggs ever.
Yeah, I know. After 60... almost 64 years, I was told yesterday that I peel eggs incorrectly. Yep. Now, I've been peeling eggs for a long, long time. I make my own pickled eggs. You know, I know, you know, my own mix and everything else. And they're very enjoyable to me. It's my mother's recipe. It's very simple. Pickled eggs, if you like pickled eggs, the secret is the pickle, okay? You use equal amounts of sugar and apple cider vinegar. So if you use a cup and a half or, you know, whatever of vinegar, you use the same volume of sugar, cup and a half. Now, one's dry, one's wet, of course, but volume to volume, it's equal. And then I take, like, three jars or three cans of already pickled beets that you can buy at the grocery store, and add those to the vinegar and sugar mix, and stir that all up. Put that all in a container. Do my eggs, and now that I know that I've been improperly peeling them for many moons, that generations.
It's the way you peel it. It goes too slow, and it's a waste of time.
See, I'm wasting time.
I didn't know it was a race.
I didn't either.
Well, he mushes it all over.
I just crack the peel. I just roll
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You roll it to break the shell.
Yeah, and pop it apart.
Uh-huh. Boom.
Two bangs, and you peel half and half. Boom, gone.
I've been doing it wrong, too.
You've been doing it wrong, too, Chris.
He sits there.
Here's the problem, Chris. Your testosterone level's too high. Stop taking that
supplement
we're advertising.
Maybe it's your... Never mind.
You have a comment?
Nope. I do not have any.
That's right,
any
because this time
comment.
You're outnumbered, girl.
Anyway, you put the eggs in that mix, and you got it made, right? So that's how I do it. It's always been successful. I use the same mix, the same sugar vinegar mix for cucumber and onion salad, too.
But the mix is wonderful.
But you use water, you know, water it down,
yeah,
salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I love cucumber and onion salad.
Oh, yes.
I love
the summer.
Pickled like that.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah. Drink the juice.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd like to hear from you. It's too cold outside, but the season's in, so let's go. Let's rock and roll, right?
But see, it was a couple years ago. I remember it was cold until, like, the middle of July, and I want to say it was, like, 5 years ago at tops.
Could be.
It was very cool. It was very unusual for Mid-Atlantic, Maryland.
Yeah, exactly. Still is. But, I mean, 37, 15th of April.
My thing was the wind, because I wanted to get in the hot tub, and I'll get in the hot tub when it's cold, but you get in the hot tub when it's windy. Mm-mm, because getting out. Not good.
Not a good thing.
Not good.
No. Clyde Sports Shop. You know about Clyde's, right? Chris, let's try this again. We're going to get this working. 410-247-3474.
Information from Clyde's Sporting Goods. Beechwood Park, nice size yellow perch, a few white perch, and even a few pickerel have been caught. Grass shrimp and minnows, best bait. Nicodemus Road Bridge, crappies, small shiner minnows, best bait. Rock Raven, crappies at the Rock Raven Bridge, minnows, best bait. Fettlesburg, yellow perch, grass shrimp and minnows, best bait. This information will be updated when warranted.
There you go, Clyde Sports Shop. That's what you hear when you call the Fishing Report. I've been trying to get that done for 2 weeks, 410.
It sounded wonderful.
Yeah, 247-FISH. Clyde's has everything you need for any kind of fishing, and they just tell you where to go and what to use. They got the live bait. They got the trolling lures. They got rods and reels, all the terminal tackle. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, it's the Capital Outdoor Sportsman Show this weekend, today and tomorrow, down at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville. That's where you'll find it. They've got some great stuff going on down there, including Doc Dogs and Lumberjack Show and canine demonstrations. There's a camping and RV area presented by their sponsors, which is Leo's Vacation Center and Maryland Association of Campgrounds. There's a lot going on. Interactive kids area. There's an antique tractor pool today. It's a $5 admission for that, but it's $10 today. And tomorrow, it's 10 to 6 today, 10 to 6 tomorrow. If you want to go both days, it's a two-day wristband for $15. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. A family-friendly event, everything for the outdoor sportsmen and women. Once again, that's the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville, April 21st, 22nd. That's today and tomorrow. AACountyFair.org is where you find more information. Guess what? We talked about Bay Country Bakery last hour. They're back as a sponsor for a little while. And Dave and Gina Levy, great folks, your hosts, they're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. They not only serve a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food chain stores, you know, that type of thing, drive-thrus when I'm on 50. Nope. When I'm going to the marsh or going fishing down that way, my mouth and belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You never know. You never know. Hey, if you like gardening, excuse me, and beautiful flowers. We just had our garden done, didn't we?
Yep. Looks wonderful.
Yeah, our yard looks great now. If you like gardening, I like to recommend Schillinger's. It's owned by the Schillinger family. Papa John's Farm in Severn, been a sponsor for many years, just off I-97. And Jim Schillinger and the whole family are hunters and anglers. They love the outdoors. But Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers, annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, you name it, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, all of that. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. So Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, and I love their tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, hot peppers, even herbs. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You drive right to the greenhouse to make your selection or give them a call, 410-969-5909. Did I say that too fast? I'll tell you again. You can write it down next time. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your church, for your garden, and Mother's Day coming up soon, May 13th. 410-969-5909. 969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. hot, whether it's cool. Oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. I have no need to call the roll.
All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. What were you going to say?
I'm just going to say, I will never correct you or help you again, including when it's going to be an embarrassment to you if I don't help you. Since I was just compared to Beulah Ballbricker of Porky's.
You were? I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Never, ever again will I help you.
Tom, you're in trouble. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-668. I can't help you what our listeners say. I really can't. I just don't have to share it with you anymore.
No, you didn't share it with me. You showed me something else. It just came up while I was reading it.
Oh, that part.
Yeah. I'm just messing with you. But I had to look that up so I could say it nicely on the air since it was. I was trying to find her. I had to find her name. I knew it was something.
Porky's.
I couldn't remember. I love that movie.
You watch that trash?
I didn't watch two and
That's
three.
Horrible.
But number one.
I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would watch a movie.
Oh, you watched
that
it
caliber.
Repeatedly. I bet.
No, I didn't.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. The number one. I didn't care about the rest of them.
Huh?
I didn't care about the rest of them. But number one.
Nah.
That was a classic.
Porky's.
That was a classic movie.
Mm, I know. Sounds like places you used to hang out on the shore.
Oh, you were. This is going to be a long day.
Let's talk about something else.
Oh, no. We're having fun now.
I want to talk about catfish. And I'll tell you why. There's this catfish thing going on in Queen Anne's County. I wish somebody from there would call in and tell us about it. But you know what? The signs are all over the place. So what do you fish for catfish with this time of year? It's cold, right?
The internet.
Catfish. That's you. I'm not sending you any money. Sorry. Even if you tell me you're in love with me.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
I know. A different type of catfish in there, girl. Whew. Scary. What would I do? How did I ever make it without your input on the show?
Probably a lot better.
All right. Well, 410-WCBM 680. Anyway, let's talk. I'd like to hear from our listeners about the catfish that they're catching out there this year. You know, there's plenty of channel cats in the Chester River, and that's why the Upper Queen Anne's County catfish tournament's going on, the upper reaches of the river. I mean, there's blue cats over there, and there's a lot of different types of catfish on the Eastern Shore. And I was talking to a guy in Southern Maryland, when was that? Thursday, who bow fishes exclusively for snakeheads. I mean, he said, I'll shoot a catfish. I won't shoot a carp because I'm trying to shake a carp off the line or get it in, and then I see a snakehead and then I'm all jacked up. So anyway, we were talking about snakehead fishing on the Eastern Shore, and then we started talking about catfishing. So lots of catfish. There's blue cats. There's white cats on the Susquehanna. There are also both blue and flathead catfish. And the channel cats kind of get pushed into the background, but the channel cats are probably one of the best eating catfish out there. So that's what the tournament's all about on the Upper Queen Anne's County today. But what do you fish for catfish with? Now, I've shared this thing a couple times. I like to chum. Take a can of cat food, metal can of cat food, tie a line to the ring. Knock a couple holes in it with a screwdriver. Throw it overboard. Okay? And the scent attracts the catfish to you. And then you throw your bait overboard. Now, what do you fish for catfish with? Catfish don't like rotten, stinky stuff. People say, I make this catfish bait and it smells horrible and it's hard to put on. You don't have to do that. Catfish love fresh fish. They love cut fish. Okay? Some of the best is bluegill or sunfish if you can get it. Okay. If not, you can use menhaden. You can use any other kind of cutfish if you like, but that's one of the best baits. Now, they'll bite on night crawlers. They'll bite on bloodworms. They'll bite on chicken livers. A lot of people swear by chicken livers. Chicken livers are hard to get on the hook, you know, but you can take a little nylon netting if you want. Put your chicken liver in nylon netting and put a little twist tie on it. Put your hook in it. Throw it overboard. It all works the same. Okay. Chicken livers. So, fresh cut bait. There are some commercial catfish baits that you can get, kind of dough ball stuff that smells like, you know, but, or you can make your own. You can, you know, get a specially dedicated pan for dough ball. Don't use your wife's cookware. She won't like it. Neither will you. You won't like the results, but you can mix up your own dough ball. There's hundreds of recipes out there, and you're going to want to add some kind of fish flavor to it. I often wondered if you could figure out a way to put a fish oil capsule down next to your hook and let that fish oil dissolve and bring that fish to your hook like chum. I just wondered. Just a thought. You know? Maybe you could put it in, maybe you could run your hook through like a piece of sponge, cut a slot in it, put the fish oil capsule in the sponge. Just thinking out loud here. You know, we got any cat fishermen out there?
Just use straight fish oil.
Do what?
I know many years ago you could buy bottles of cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil?
Oh, yeah. We had a guy in class who drank it every morning during biology. Oh!
Eastern Shore again.
No, he was like downtown Manhattan, New York kind of person.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fish oil
and garlic oil.
Really?
Every morning.
Do you ever drink fish oil? Cod liver oil?
Mm-mm, not interested.
No. When my doctor started recommending fish oil, you know, I took it. And then I didn't take it. And then I took it. Now I'm taking it again. I don't like it, you know, but I like fish oil less.
It has a tendency to sneak back up.
Yeah, that fishy burp. No, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
yeah. Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Thanks. Huh?
Thank you.
No.
Duh.
No. No. Uh-huh. Not appealing at all.
Nope. Nothing. Because it's oil. I mean, mm-hmm. It's fish fat that's been rendered, basically.
Yeah.
You know, no thanks.
No. Mm. Take it in pill form.
Like
refined.
Like a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little
easier
better.
But,
you know, most of it's made out of menhaden. A lot of it's made out of menhaden, which, you know, there's this big fish oil facility down on the shore of Virginia, and, mm-hmm. you know, they've been responsible for the pillage of the menhaden stocks. And so, you know, but there's a market for menhaden. And we use menhaden for chum, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you still catch sunfish and bluegill like you used to be able to?
Sure.
I mean, I just haven't fished it off the dad's dock or anything for a long
time. Sure,
yeah,
little dough balls. That's how I used to catch them.
What, catfish?
No. Oh. Well, to catch the bluegill.
And oh, really?
Yeah, little dough balls just on the regular hook. And
right.
Cast it out there in the middle of the pond and with a bobber, and a couple minutes later, boom, you're pulling up a fish.
Sunfish were so pretty.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Make good bait. They taste good, too.
Yeah, but you got to eat like a dozen of them to feel like you've eaten.
Probably more
them.
Than that.
Yeah, they're like chipmunks. I mean, it takes
exactly.
a big mess of them to make a meal, no question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was some of my best memories, was fishing off the pier.
Yeah.
You know, perch, sunfish.
Yeah. Yep.
Occasional eel.
And they're great little fish for, you know, little kids. Because they do put up a fight.
Oh, they do,
For the size that they are,
they
do put up a
yes.
little fight.
Yes, I mean, they get sideways in the water, you know, mm-hmm. and then, they, you know,
start
you're pulling
dancing.
Against the side of the fish or not, you know. Yeah. Pretty cool. No question. No question. So, anyway, catfish, that's my thoughts on catfish. I think, you know, they like fresh fish. I'm just wondering if you could figure out a way to do a little chumming thing on a low-cost basis, you know. Might have to take some fish oil capsules out there and some...
Try it.
What maybe some. Well, I just said netting for uh-huh. netting for liver. So why couldn't you just do that above the hook with
that's right.
with a fish oil capsule? Why not? Just I think it'd be easier in a sponge. Just mm-hmm. you know, one of those big open cell sponges.
Yeah. No, I can't remember what it's called, but you can find it in grocery stores to use for your pickling spices. It's a nylon mesh.
Oh, the little mesh bags.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Put them in there and then just tie it to your line. Or
cheesecloth, too.
That's what I was thinking of, cheesecloth.
We have cheesecloth.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we still have some?
I think so. Anyway, the point is, let's get some scent in the water. Let's get some catfish coming to the hook, right? And the stinky bait school, nah, you'll need it. I mean, you know, you want to take a plastic container, or like a, I don't know, some kind of plastic jar or something, put it in there with the, you know, like the catfish attractant or the cat food can. It all works the same. All right, let's see. Now look here. Captain Dawn sent me a bunch of pictures of catfish. They look like white cats, and yeah, they look mostly like white cats on night crawlers from last year. And they are some nice looking catfish and delicious to eat as well. All right, 410 WCBM 680 if you'd like to weigh in. Yeah, I know somebody. That's an email, so. All right, there's Dave Levy again. Yep, there you go. All right, excuse me. What were we talking about, Chris? Any idea? I was talking about catfish.
We already talked about cooking a deer roast.
Cooked a deer roast. What else do we want to talk about today? I don't like these spring shows when there's a lot of activities, you know, like that. As you think.
Well, how about favorite fish recipes?
Well, we talked about trying to get
somebody tell us
a crispy skin on a white perch.
Okay.
Okay.
You cooked that one the other day that I wasn't crazy about, but you really loved it.
What's that?
With the mustard.
Oh, yeah. You didn't do that. You didn't like that one. Huh?
I'm not a big mustardy person.
Well, that was tilapia, you know.
Yeah, you got to do something to that fish some flavor.
I'm just not a big mustard.
Well, I like Dijonnaise. Mayonnaise and Dijon mustard.
There you go.
Okay, and I always coated rockfish fillets with it and broiled them. Mm-hmm. Did the same with tilapia. It ain't the same. No. They're just not. No. Anyway, I love eating fish. And
Dad used to always do it on the grill, rockfish, with onions, garlic, and some seafood seasoning, and then just put it in tinfoil and...
I'll wrap it up and do it on the grill like that.
Yeah, because otherwise put it on the grill, it'll just fall apart.
Tinfoil.
Yeah.
Well, we got some copper grill sheets the other day. Have you ever seen those?
No, I mean, the only thing I've seen is what they... have on TV the copper frying pans, but that's as
these are sheets of copper.
Wow.
That you put on the grill.
Okay.
And you still get the grill marks. I mean, it's just
because it goes around, the grill marks come right through it.
The heat of the grill marks or the grill, you know, metal comes through the copper and marks your food, so you still get the grill marks, but you don't have all that mess dripping down into your so. You know,
and if you have a flaky fish, then it's
exactly
it's saved. It doesn't fall in.
And vegetables, because you can get those.
They're like woks.
Yeah, or the flip thingies.
We have a basket.
The basket.
Yeah, we have a basket.
I don't think you get the grill marks as nice.
Yeah, now I do like grilled corn.
Yes,
Instapot corn.
Instapot corn is fantastic.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
It was so
good. What, 4 minutes?
4 minutes.
4 minutes for corn on the cob?
I mean, it's better. I would suspect that it probably holds up better than boiling it.
The taste just stays in it. It steams it, basically, with some pressure.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It just,
all the flavors in there.
Okay.
You know. And popcorn.
I wasn't nuts about the popcorn.
You didn't like the first popcorn. You liked the second popcorn.
Second popcorn was okay. It was a little better popcorn.
The same popcorn.
A little better popcorn. A little better. What?
The same popcorn.
Yeah.
Different oil.
Different oil, yeah.
And I let the thing heat up.
And oil makes a big difference.
Yes.
You know, it does.
What kind
coconut.
Of oil did you... Coconut.
Use coconut oil.
Pop your popcorn and coconut oil.
Okay.
It's very good. Yeah, I agree. The girl's a gourmet cook. I mean, she just, you know, we joke about it, but she knows what she's doing in the kitchen.
Some days.
Well...
You know. Well, everything you share with us today, and you know what you're doing.
I don't know why we got into a cooking show, because we don't have any callers talking about rockfish or catfish.
Well, at least we're talking.
Huh?
And we're talking and we're laughing. How much better can you ask for?
Not much. My headphones popped out. There, that's why I couldn't hear anything. What? What do you want? Yeah, we're on the air. What? What do you want? What?
Your phone.
Oh, my phone. Why do you want my phone?
I want your phone.
Oh, good grief. Okay. You're listening to the Outdoors and Radio Show, what's left of it, here on WCBM 680.
It's a potpourri of everything.
It's a potpourri today, I'll tell you. It's a Hi, Mike. How you doing? Hello, Mike.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir. What's up?
I was listening to you talking about fish and cooking fish. Some of the best fish I've ever had is in from Pennsylvania when I delivered a truck. When I drove a truck.
Right.
But anyway, this past December, me and my boy went to Bedford. We bought a trailer from Bedford, and we went to the guy recommended the Bedford Diner. You ever eat there?
Yeah, Bedford Diner, absolutely.
And they had, it was a Friday night, and they had all the fish you could eat for $7.99.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, they bought us a plate of fish out and two or three sides with bread, and after we ate that, they came back and asked us if we wanted any more fish, and you know what we said?
Yes.
No.
Why? Too much?
Because we were full. It was so good, and we were so full.
Wow.
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds
Where's Bedford Diner?
Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Well, I didn't know. I missed that.
And I used to deliver in Pittsburgh for 7 years, downtown Pittsburgh on a strip district. Had a lot of good places, a lot of fish, good fish in Pennsylvania.
Oh, no question. One of my favorite fish to ever eat is walleye.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It is the best fish. The fish I liken to it in the Chesapeake Bay is sea trout. Okay? But walleye, oh, my goodness gracious. It's a member of the perch family. It's the cousin to the yellow perch. Not the white perch. Yellow perch. Okay? And they are spectacular eating. Spectacular, no question about it. I love walleye, and you know the eating them on the shore of the Ottawa River in Quebec. Yeah, you just can't beat that. Man. You just can't beat
bringing
that.
Bringing them fishing memories back.
Oh man, when I was a kid, we'd go up there to Val d'Or, Quebec. And we'd go to the main lodge, and Northern Outfitters, we'd go to the main lodge, we'd rent a boat, we'd go 10 miles to the island, and you lived in a cabin on an island. Your refrigerator and your stove were propane.
Wow.
And they would deliver groceries every 2 days. You know, you need milk, you need eggs, whatever. They'd come the second day and you'd tell them, hey, look, next time you come, we're going to need some flour. We're going to need this, whatever. And they deliver it and you go fishing. You'd pull off this island and you could fish anywhere around there. We found some spots where just walleyes just schooled and schooled and schooled, a northern pike. And, what memories.
Did you have to fly in there?
No, we drove. It was a long drive. Val d'Or. There were like five guys that went with my dad, and I was tagging along. I was the youngest, of course, and they were taking turns driving. We got up there one time, and the guy goes, we came to an intersection. He goes, I think we go left. You know, no GPS then. I think we go left, or whatever he said. Well, he turned, and we were on logging roads for the next 2 hours. The only sign of life on the logging road was a lone porcupine that crossed in front of us. We passed no other vehicles. We were on dirt roads for 2 hours, and we came out after 2 hours 6 miles from where we started. Made a giant circle.
The reason I said if you have to fly in because my feet don't go off the ground anymore. the slow boat or I not go. I got to go,
Ralph. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right, there we go. 410 WCBM 68. What?
I was going to say, you know, we found it funny the other day. We live on the Eastern Shore, right?
Yep.
And we just wanted a plain, non-doctored up, nice sauteed filet of fish somewhere at a restaurant.
Yep.
We had a hard time finding it.
Exactly.
Because everything was doctored up, like with lots of stuffing or you know, crab imperial on top. But we just wanted a nice, plain piece of broiled fish.
Yep. Hard to find.
We had a hard time finding it.
Yep. Everybody wants to... You know, we had a crab cake in Southern Maryland the other day. It was okay.
It was good.
But it wasn't how I envisioned crab cake.
It was good, though.
It was a good taste. Yeah.
But, I'm the same way with meat. People want to do all this stuff to meat and put all these sauces on it and barbecue. If you give me a little dry rub, salt, pepper, and grill it, and that's the way I like it. I don't need all that.
Well, I did the sick-a-deer tenderloin. I did the backstraps for me and the internal tenderloins for you, which is not much meat on the little sick-a-deer.
But it was good.
Okay. Butter, salt, pepper. Brown on one side, flip it over, about a minute and a half, and serve it. Nice, rare piece of, not approaching, medium rare, but mostly rare. Nothing like it, man. Nothing like it. It's tender, delicious. Oh, sick of deer. I think I'll break out another roast this week.
But just trying to find it somewhere. It's
what,
just
a piece of fish?
Fish.
Just, yeah, I know. I mean, all I want is a piece, nice piece. Hard to find. Everybody wants to add something to it, so.
It's called boosting the prices.
Boosting the price, exactly right, exactly right.
Especially with crab imperial.
Let's boost the taste, not the price.
I know, no.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, I like when we just enhance it just enough, just,
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
And lemon.
Lemon,
too.
Yes.
My favorite way to saute fish is butter, white wine, and lemon juice. That's all you need,
mm-hmm.
And you don't need a lot of it because you want to saute the fish and then you want to flip it over. You want to get a little bit of texture
And bring out the flavor.
Bring out the flavor of the fish. And I'll tell you, the best I ever had in that was cobia. My dad's buddy caught a cobia and we filleted that sucker and ate it that night. It was spectacular. All right. This is the final commercial before we leave for the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event today and tomorrow at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville. $10 a day. The show runs 10 to 6 both days. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. If you want a two-day wristband, you get that for $15. If you'd like to look and see what's going on ahead of time, you can go to aacountyfair.org or just show up. The dock dogs will be there, the dogs leaping off the platform into the water for distance, the lumberjack show, and canine demonstrations. Leah's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds are the sponsors, and they will have an RV and camping world set up for you to view and peruse. Kids area, interactive kids area, demo areas for the ATVs, archery shooting. There's an antique tractor pull today. It's $5 admission to get into that. It sounds like a fun time. We're going to stop there, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going after it opens.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock.
Capital, we got some time to kill.
Capital Outdoor Sportsman event today and tomorrow at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds. Let us know if you go. Let us know how you liked it. And that's in Crownsville, Maryland.
What time does Papa John's open?
Papa John's opens like 8 o'clock.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to stop there, too, for some flowers. But let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is looking for some employees. They're looking for some help. They need some folks to come and help them certain times of the week, the day. They're open, usually open from 5 a.m., this time of year, till 7, and Sunday 5 to 5. But, they'll work with you on a schedule, but they do need some help. And I'm going to give you that phone number. You can call them right away without listening to the rest of the commercial, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Ask for John. But we do want you to listen to the rest of the commercial because Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. For rockfish, they've got a huge wall of trolling baits, and especially Habanero, if I said that correctly, custom baits made right there in Easton where we live, not far from where we live.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner, as a matter of fact. They've got another, they got some other folks that are making the rubber skirts for some of the trolling lures and things like that, but they got trolling combos, they got all the line, custom planer boards, custom lines for your planer boards, all the connections, all the flags and everything you need, and they'll give you the explanation of how to use planer boards, which is pretty cool. And of course, they've got the bows and the shotguns and the turkey decoys. Cowboys and all that stuff. Bubba Blade Knives, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses, Yeti Coolers, and much, much more at Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500. Located on Kent Island, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. 39B, Dominion Road. You'll be glad you went.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Finally, a good stretch of weather all weekend long for the East Coast with high pressure overhead up and down the 95 corridor. Good looking day today. Sunshine 62 downtown, and that's not too far below average. Light northwest winds out there. Not as cold tonight, in the mid-40s, mid-60s with sunshine on Sunday. And then nice looking weather Monday, Tuesday with high temps in the low to mid-60s. Our next chance for rain late Tuesday night and into Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. The greenhouses at Papa John's Farm are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, all gorgeous, all beautiful, colorful pansies and patience petunias and much, much more, even carried proven winter specialty plants. If you like gardening, I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. They also have the vegetable plants ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and onions and squash and watermelon, cantaloupe, hot peppers, even herbs. Papa John's is located off I-97, exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections, or you can call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or your church. And Mother's Day is coming soon. This year it's May 13th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, Clyde Sport Shop has everything you need for every type of fishing. All the hooks, all the terminal tackle, all the non-offset circle hooks for rockfish for later on this summer. They've got the line, they've got the reels, the rods, they've got Shakespeare and Fluger, they've got Penn, they've got Ugly Sticks, St. Croix, all of the brands that you need. And everything else, all the frozen bait, all the live bait, and the free advice you know that you need. They got the, yeah, they do. They have the minnows, the bloodworms, the shrimp, you name it. Got it all. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. If you're getting ready for crabbing season, they got the traps and everything else ready for that. And, you know, the nets and the lines and all that at Clyde's Sports Shop. Why not stop by and see what they've got? You know, if you like, if you're looking for a gun too, they're a full line Browning dealer. They got a whole case full of handguns you can choose from. They got all the ways to walk you through that whole process of obtaining a handgun here in Maryland and that type of thing. So, why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. If you want that fishing hotline, It's 247 Fish. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week fishing hotline. So 24/7 Fish. 247-3474. Pretty simple to remember, right? And it's working, right? We tried it last break. Clyde Sports Shop. Love them. You will too when you stop by.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Oh, Saturday, here got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of boat salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Boat salad, Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang.
Wow. Oh. All right. Well, we got a couple minutes to go. What do we talk about today? Let's review. We talked a little bit about the Wildlife Advisory Committee and Steve Keithley being appointed to that. Congratulations, Steve. We talked about a little bit about the perspective on the General Assembly from Maryland Hunting Coalition. That's on the website, and if you haven't signed up as a member, you need to do that, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you get the newsletter with a lot of information in it. That's coming out this week. We've got, I know that's your favorite. What, are you awake, or what are you doing over there?
I am really...
What, did you hit the wall already?
Yeah, I hit the wall.
All right.
There
well,
we go. Thank goodness.
What do you mean? You want this to end?
No. I just want to stay awake.
I want to continue to talk about catfish bait. Or, you know, deer roast. We talked about all that, right?
Fish recipe. We talked about it all.
Nobody called to tell us how to get the skin crispy on a white perch. I'm disappointed, and Stan needs to call you back. Anyway.